This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
The fact that we sit here in 2020 in the maturity of the social web and these opportunities, and there are still two platforms right this second that require $0 for you to start communicating what you want to happen in the world, I think is remarkable. That doesn't even take into account the fact that Facebook ads, YouTube pre-rolls, this new Spotify ad product that is gonna have hosts read live reads like the old radio game for podcasts, Facebook, all Twitter. Twitter's appropriately priced, but everything else I just mentioned to you, the ads are underpriced. The cost of spending $1,000 on these platforms to get people to see something is underpriced. I really am desperate, with even the tone and tenor that I'm bringing to this talk, I'm desperate for people to understand how wild this is. I want to remind everybody, for everybody who raised their hand in the first group like myself, the way you built a business or brought awareness, if you're 43 and older, in the way we grew up, was by spending a lot of money. Ads cost money. Direct mail, newspaper, radio ads, television, that cost money. It was a very high cost of entry to build brand. Brand is the whole game. I think when I analyze what's going on in the business world and with people, I think most people are transactional. I believe, how many people here are entrepreneurs? Raise your hands. I believe the majority of the hands that just went up, that when I look at the delta between the ones who've won and the ones who've won less than they've wanted to, I put them always in my mind into two groups. One group is transactional, AKA deeply care about the money in the short term. And the second group is looking to build brand, AKA reputation in perpetuity, and are more concerned about playing it out in the long term. What is exciting for me right now is that this device, like the fact from this young man down and up, every one of us has a device in our hand that is a computer that is actually more powerful than the computer that Ronald Reagan had when he was running the free world. It really is interesting, it really is. I think, again, what I'm really trying to establish in this talk this morning, is I don't think people have quantified the opportunity. I struggle, regardless of circumstance, with people dwelling or complaining in a world where the internet is free, has no idea who you are, could care less, it's right there, and it becomes a game of skill, not necessarily finances, to actually win. It's interesting to me. It's interesting to me that you can be in the retail business overnight by setting up a Shopify account, which costs nothing, when that same action to sell something 30 years ago meant that you had to sign a lease and build out a store and rely on the local traffic that walked by. It scares me and excites me that the biggest music company in the world, Spotify, was built in Sweden by a kid. And on and on and on, and you've heard every story. But more importantly, for every ridiculous story we've seen of Instagram or Facebook or Uber or Spotify, there are hundreds of thousands of stories of people with wins that are micro versions. I actually think the most unhealthy thing in entrepreneurship and opportunity is the big stories that everybody thinks they have to build a billion-dollar company. I think we do not talk enough about the practical $150,000 a year, $300,000 a year, $700,000 a year business that you genuinely love what you do and you can live your life being happy and financially sound, and what the cost of entry to be able to do that is in today's environment, which once again, let me say very slow, between putting out a media company, if you decide to put that on a WordPress or a Squarespace, a retail company on the back of a Shopify, you could start a radio show that is global on the back of just uploading something you record on your memos on your phone and upload onto Spotify and Apple and SoundCloud. My friends, distribution is free. I know it's a nerdy thing, like it's not like some big profound statement, but let me say it nice and slow. Distribution is free. It used to cost a fortune. Now what you put inside of it is the variable of your success, not your financial capabilities to create the distribution. You have, like, I wish we could zoom in. I literally have goosebumps on my neck right now. No, but really, I really do. It's like a very, I will live my last breath trying to get people to understand this is remarkable. This is a game of perspective. Are you educated or capable of seeing it from the lens that I'm speaking about today, which is the barrier to reach the end person, whether you're a financial advisor and trying to get to a client, whether you sell bow ties, whether you want to be, how about the fact if you want to be a professional football player and now there's all these websites where you can upload your film because the scout didn't come to your tiny, tiny town and now you actually can be discovered. Like, everything has changed. My question and my dream every time I speak is, can I get one person in this room to get their piece? For me, if you are not disproportionately happy sitting in this room professionally, which will trickle into your actual life, you have to take a step back and understand this perspective. So I think we're living through the greatest era ever for opportunity. I think it's on the back of the current internet, which is wildly visual. I'm very aware that the audio revolution of our society is coming. What do I mean by that? Is how many people here have a Google Home or an Alexa in their house? Just raise it high, I'm curious. Raise it high, I want people to see this. Google and Alexa, look around. It's a real number. Now, granted, most people are just telling jokes with their Alexa or listening to music. But I want to remind everybody that the first killer app on the iPhone for the first year was that app that looked like you were drinking a beer, if you remember. It takes some time for the apps to catch up to the platform. But we are all very close to being in an era where we order a pizza or where we get our plumber or how and where we navigate by talking to a voice device, not to our phone. As voice becomes the platform and less happens on this, which seems foreign now because we all live in it, but I want to remind you we used to not live in it, and I want to remind everybody here technology likes to move. When you start doing a lot of things that you do on your phone right now start happening on a voice device, it will no longer be visual and written, which will lead to less opportunity to grab attention to the current opportunity landscape, which I'm gonna remind everybody is quite remarkable. Because if you've got a local bakery now and you can do a really good job on LinkedIn and TikTok for free or on Instagram with money, when in a decade we go into voice and I say, Alexa, send me 6 muffins to the office, Amazon gets to decide which muffins come to the office. Now, if you did such a good job building brand and I knew about Carol's muffins and I said, Alexa, send me 6 Carol's muffins to the office, you've now accomplished your task. I spend 100,000% of my time on brand. I want people to know my name. I want people to know the name of the things I do. VaynerMedia, my agency. When we killed Mr. Peanut yesterday, which a lot of you heard about, that is us doing brand. That makes you think about Planters. You weren't thinking about it prior to what we did yesterday. We think about it. It's all brand. And so I just want you to get your long tail of it. And this is what's led me to the most interesting conversations of my career, because I, as a businessman, I never thought I would get into categories like parenting and insecurities and self-esteem. But as somebody who just spoke all that and has done that pretty much every day, 600 times a day on the internet for the last decade, it has led me to realize, wait a minute, there's the other component of everything I said. I can show every one of you what to do. I've just sat here and told you 100%, not 99, the two attention arbitrage platforms of our society right now. If every person here went home and made 5 to 7 pictures and videos a day on both TikTok and LinkedIn, within a year, something good would happen for the far majority of you. 99% of you won't post on either once after this talk. The question to me became why. That led to the next part. We really need to have a conversation in here about judgment. The far majority of you will not go home today and start posting more on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, not because you don't get, I love when people are like, Gary, I didn't grow up with this technology. I don't get it. I'm like, that's nice, Sue. You didn't grow up driving and you figured it out. It is very cute that you tell me you didn't grow up with this and that's why you don't get it. I am wildly smart enough to understand that you are bright enough to spend 2 hours on an app to figure it out. The reason you're not posting or doing is because there's insecurity about what you're gonna say. You go very deep into who's gonna care what I'm gonna say. What would I say? Who cares what I think? Or even worse, the thing that breaks my heart the most, you actually do post something, somebody leaves a post that you look ugly, and you cripple and fold like a cheap chair. So that's what I spend my time on now, trying to figure out how to get people to realize that the judgment of others has zero actual impact on their lives. They have zero context on your actual life. And how do I get you to understand that perspective, which would then lead to you speaking?